Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland, so welcome back to my channel once more. I'm commenting on the European Council's decision today start accession talks with Ukraine and indeed Moldova, with a view of them to becoming full members of the European Union. They're already candidate members, and indeed today they granted candidate member status to Georgia. So all three countries are erstwhile Soviet republics. So it's really a blow to the Kremlin's pretensions, views them as within its sphere of influence, and it doesn't like it if these countries exercise their independence and form alliances elsewhere, try to join another economic bloc, and so forth. At some level, there's always been Russian unacceptance of the freedom of these countries, not just the independence, the actual freedom, as in that they have free and fair elections and independent courts. Because, of course, from the Putin's regime's perspective, that's a very dangerous precedent, because Russians might be saying, well, why don't we have genuine elections at home? Why do we have an independent judiciary? Why do we unmuzzle the press and all the rest of it? You know, you look at Russia with its vast natural resources, should be by far the richest country in the world. Why is it poorer than Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, which have got almost no natural resources? So anyway, this Charles Michel, the president of the European Council, he made the announcement just a few hours ago. And the Belgians' announcement came as a surprise to many, because Orban Viktor, the Prime Minister of Hungary, had been suggesting only hours earlier that this was very much premature, and that as Ukraine fell far short of the criteria to pass onto this negotiation stage, there was really no reason to have this on the agenda, shouldn't be discussed. Zelensky had words with him at the inauguration of Javier Gerardo Milei as the president of Argentina only a couple of days ago, and it seemed like a tense standoff. I'm sure those professional lip readers can tell us what they said. And this discussion was presumably in English, as Volodymyr Zelensky speaks passable English, and Orban, he went to Pembroke College, Oxford, in the early 90s. So clearly he speaks excellent English. I think he actually dropped out without a degree. But anyway, that's beside the point. So a lot of people didn't see this one coming. And there are various targets that they had to achieve. And I think by everyone's standards, they said that Ukraine hadn't achieved all of them. But Ukraine getting into the European Union is not a foregone conclusion. I think it's highly likely that they will, but it's a question of the time scale. I think it'd be more like 10 years rather than 5, because after this, there are the Copenhagen criteria they've got to meet to show they've got a properly functioning free market economy. There's a serious amount of corruption there that has to be tackled. There are very healthy, able-bodied young men who are not contributing to the war effort in any way, and indeed some are allowed to leave the country just because they've got filthy lucre, and they'll cross the palm of a high-up functionary with silver and get some sort of exemption from compulsory military service, because, you know, manpower is becoming a problem, and indeed woman power for the Ukrainians. You know, they said fathers of more than three children are exempt. I think there have been minor children at that time, bit of an incentive to have more children. They got a very low birth rate. So they might have to say, well, it's going to have to be fathers of four children or something like that, so that they have more people to use them. You know, Russia claims to have 617,000 troops in Ukraine. Probably a lie, like just about everything the Russian government says about the Ukraine war. They won't even admit that it is a war. But anyway, there's no doubt that they've got more than they did at the beginning of the invasion. It's unlikely that the Russian logistical system could arm and feed so many troops as that. So be a bit fewer than that. But yeah, numbers are telling in Russia's favor. Why did the European Union make this decision? Because, I mean, most people didn't see this coming. I didn't anticipate this. I thought Orban was going to wield his veto, because remember, it required unanimity between the 27 member states. He had his arm twisted. He wants more financial aid for Hungary. He doesn't like being Billy Nomates so much. It's not wrong to be on your own. If you're right, that's it. You're right. Even the whole world is against you. Right is right. It's not necessarily popular. The truth is not always popular. Now, this is not quite a matter of true, false, or right. And they say, well, they're just fudging the convergence criteria because they like the overall idea of them joining. When the European Union acknowledged that Romania didn't meet the convergence criteria in 2007, but was admitted anyway, even though Croatia's rather further ahead in being close to those. But once in, they can't be got out. I don't think there's a mechanism to actually expel a member state. It's never been attempted. And often they want to keep countries in desperate for the United Kingdom to come back, and they're flirting very unsubtly to persuade the British Labour Party, if they're ushered into office in a few months, to try and bring the United Kingdom back into the European Union. I don't think the UK Labour Party will try to do that immediately. They'll probably wait like 5 years and then give it a shot. Anyway, so they've got to meet all those Copenhagen criteria to show they've got properly functioning democratic institutions, the rule of law and so forth, properly independent judiciary and things like that, a real crackdown on corruption. Because some of this aid goes missing. Now, obviously, Kremlin propagandists really like to play this up. So taxpayers in the European Union, even if you agree with the cause of Ukrainian freedom, why are you giving your money when you know it's going to be filched by officials? There are a lot of defalcation and peculation in the Ukrainian Republic. So that's true, but obviously we're inflated by Putin's puppets. Moldova, well, so a similar story, trying to join the European Union. These are the poorest two countries in Europe, and that's Europe's widest extent, even including Armenia, Georgia. Those are the poorest. Now, Georgia joining, well, bear in mind that 20% of its territory is illegally occupied by Russia. And Russia recognized Abkhazia and South Ossetia as independent countries. I think nobody apart from Syria recognizes that. And Russia's even started building a military base in Abkhazia, which is legally part of Georgia. And the current ruling Georgian party is not as strong on Russia, Georgian independence as the one that was pushed out. Mikhail Saakashvili, the bête noire of Russian foreign policy in Georgia, he's in prison, very ill and just not being released. Should he be released on humanitarian grounds? I very much think he should. A Ukrainian citizen, when he went to Ukraine and became a regional governor, that became a citizen. He'd actually studied in Kyiv right after the dissolution of the Soviet Union. So unfortunately, he's not being released right now. So there's quite a long way to go. And then if Georgia is admitted, then eventually the European Union will have a member state, which is part of which is illegally occupied by the Russian Federation. But that'd be for Ukraine. Anyway, so Ukraine, they tried to negotiate. They tried to meet the conversions criteria. Then they have to be approved by all 27 member states and the European Parliament. So that is quite a high bar to clear. And the European Union, do you really want Ukraine anyway? Because you have to give them so much financial aid. You're eventually have to allow all Ukrainians to move west. Well, as about 8 million move west anyway, how much more of a big difference is it going to make? Now, you don't have to let them all move in immediately. Remember, in 2004, when the 10 Eastern states joined, most European Union states said, you're not going to have complete free food and free movement for 5 years. After 2009, they could go anywhere in the European Union, but they could phase it in over 5 years. Whereas Republic of Ireland, United Kingdom, and Sweden, we all said you can come immediately. All those people from, let's say, Lithuania, Poland, Slovakia, and so forth. And the UK government said it was something like 10,000. It was about 2 million came. So got it ridiculously wrong. So is this a positive move? I mean, I'm a European citizen, though I don't want to be. But yes, I think it is a good news. Partly is just to give something to the Ukrainians, something to boost their morale. It needs to be buoyed up because their morale may be really flagging as they notice that Western financial aid and support for Ukraine is dipping, and they may well be just crushed by Russian numbers. So there's a bit of a psychological fillip to them. Thank you so much for watching. So please make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal. All right, goodbye, everyone. Bye-bye.